Russellville Panthers.
By virtue of winning District 1, the Panthers will host Bethlehem High of Bardstown tonight at Race Stadium. The schools have met in the playoffs 6 times in the past 13 years, and Russellville has won every single one. The last time was in 2021, a 34-21 Panther win. Russellville saw a 4-game winning streak end with a 41-0 loss to Paducah Tillman last week, the Panthers managing just 22 rushing yards against the Tornado. Jamarion Gardner did creep above the 1,000-yard rushing mark for the season. The Russellville defense has 23 takeaways in 10 games. Bethlehem, 5-up and 5-down this year, but they've lost 4 of their last 5. Quarterback Jack Bradley has thrown for over 1,200 yards and 16 touchdowns for an Eagle offense that scores 26 points a game. After advancing to the Class A state championship game in 2021, the Panthers have lost 2 straight first-round games.
The Ballard Memorial Bombers.
The Bombers make the 3.5-hour, 231-mile trip to Campbellsville for a first-round game tonight, but they probably don't mind. It's their first postseason appearance in 3 years. Ballard Memorial last won a playoff game 10 years ago. They're 8-22 all-time in the playoffs. Quarterback Blair Sands has thrown for 1,763 yards and run for 841 more. He has 34 combined touchdowns. Campbellsville was 8-0 and the top-ranked team in Class 1A before a district loss to Kentucky Country Day and a 7-point loss last week to Hart County that dropped them to number 4. The Eagles score 35 points and rack up 356 yards of offense a game and only give up 8 on defense. These teams last met in 2001. Ballard Memorial scored a 26-0 win.
The Caverna Colonels.
The land of the concrete wigwams can be accessed by either I-65 or US 31. Whichever way Louisville Holy Cross chooses to find Caverna High School tonight for their first round game. The Purple Colonels are 6-4 and the number 2 seed in the postseason. They rely on the legs of Tyson Martin, who's rushed for 1,155 yards and 19 touchdowns, part of a 242-yard average on the ground for Caverna. Holy Cross is 5-5. They got 130 yards and 3 touchdowns from Jamari Pennebaker in last week's 42-12 non-district win over Butler. It's the first time in 10 years these schools have met. Caverna's in the playoffs for the first time in 5 years. They've never won an 11-man playoff football game. In the late 90s and 2000s, the KHSAA offered 8-man football for smaller schools who suffered from a numbers issue. Caverna, one of the schools that competed. They won 3 games in 8-man football, but have lost all 19 played in 11-man football.
The Fulton County Pilots.
The Pilots were the number 4 seed in District 1, but opted not to make the 4.5-hour, 276-mile one-way trip to Kentucky Country Day in Louisville in the first round. Because Fulton County informed the KHSAA before the brackets were set, they are not credited with a forfeit. That means Fulton County has still not won a playoff game since 1998, and their season ends at 1-7. Kentucky Country Day, who is 8-2 and the number 1 team in Class 1A's RPI, has a bye. They'll play the winner of Caverna and Holy Cross.
You're listening to Your Sports Edge Football Friday. The McCracken County Mustangs. The Warren Central Dragons.
McCracken County is the number 1 seed in District 1. They enter the postseason winners of 3 of 4. Maddox O'Neill leads the Mustangs with over 2,400 passing yards and 36 touchdowns. District Player of the Year Cooper Falconite has 764 receiving yards and 10 scores. McCracken County averages 37 points a game and over 400 yards on offense, and that's the good news. The bad, they give up 32 points and 327 yards a night. Warren Central hasn't won a playoff game since 2013. The Dragons got 113 rushing and 88 passing yards from quarterback Tavy Dunn, who totaled 3 touchdowns in a 30-22 win over Todd County Central last week. Tonight, the third meeting all-time between the schools. McCracken County won by 21 points in 2015 and won 55-18 in 2016.
The Christian County Colonels.
The Colonels traveled to Cecilia, just outside of Elizabethtown, for the second straight year to play Central Hardin in the first round. Last year, the Bruins rolled up 305 rushing yards and a 60-0 win over the Colonels. This year, Barron County appeared to be the lock for the number 2 seed in District 2, but 2-8 Central Hardin surprised the 8-2 Trojans 20-15 2 weeks ago to secure the first round home game. While Central Hardin has struggled at times offensively, they run to the tune of 185 yards a game. The Bruin defense gives up just 146 rushing yards, and they have 15 takeaways. Christian County avoided the number 4 seed in the district with a win over Davis County on October the 11th, but they haven't won since. The Colonels are scoring 15 points a game, with quarterback Jaden Williams averaging 152 yards through the air. Christian County's last win over Central Hardin came in 2002. Their last playoff win came in 2017.
The Davis County Panthers.
Davis County is the number 4 seed. They'll travel to North Hardin. The Panthers' only win came over Warren Central back on September the 27th. Davis and North Hardin actually met during the regular season, with the Panthers losing to the Trojans 35-6. North Hardin quarterback Darrell Loggins threw for 198 yards and 3 touchdowns in that win. North Hardin has used a 2-quarterback system of Loggins and Jalen Kirkland to combine for 2,300 passing yards and 24 touchdowns. Davis County surprised North Hardin 24-21 in the first round last year.
The Barron County Trojans. The Henderson County Colonels.
The Colonels were expecting a 2-8 Central Hardin team to come to their stadium tonight, but instead, it's 8-2 Barron County. John Myers' team lost 2 district games by a total of 13 points, and the interplay tonight is the number 3 seed. Their wing tee offense runs for 253 yards a game, with 2 running backs and quarterback Tate Spillman running for more than 400 yards each. Barron County defense gives up just 15 points and 120 rushing yards a game. Henderson County will look to use the legs of Anthony Burris to move the sticks. The Colonel running back averages 121 yards a game and has scored 10 touchdowns. Henderson threw more earlier in the year. They've moved to more of a running game in the second half. Barron County has 1 playoff win in its history. They're 1-25 all time. That win came back in 1992. Henderson County has won 7 straight first-round games. One of those came against Barron County 2 years ago.